The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab رضي الله عنه. Inshallah, today we'll touch upon more excellences of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, and in particular we'll talk about the element of the shedding of tears of Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu in the love of the recitation of the Quran whilst he would be reciting the Quran, and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that would dominate over him, and how he would shed tears whilst he would be reciting the Quran when he would come across a verse that would talk about the punishment in the hereafter, what his state would be then, and how fearful of Allah Almighty he would become then. How would the fear of Allah overcome him at that very moment of time, and how he would shed tears in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will talk about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu possessed. Before that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutation upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. According to one hadith that is mentioned in Sunan Ibn Majah, hadith number 907, it is stated that the angels keep sending mercies upon a Muslim until he continues to recite Salat upon me. Now, it's the person's choice whether he recites less or more. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that as long as we kept sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, angels keep sending mercies upon us. So if we are also in search of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should also send salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as much as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we'll talk about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Umar Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu possessed. And this very quality, this very feature of having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which serves as a foundational ground for a person to refrain from sins, from a person to incline towards piety, for a person to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that of the humans. If a person doesn't possess any fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes fearless and he keeps committing sins day in, day out without having any fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who hold an acclaimed rank in the court of Allah Almighty are those who are filled with this very feature, with this very trait, that they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the maximum extent. And when we talk about Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, subhanallah, he is the best after the Khalifa of the Prophet, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, who was the best amongst the mankind, amongst the creation in fact, after the Prophets. So Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, him being at such a high station, we can imagine what great level of Allah's fear he possessed. So inshallah, we'll go through certain accounts today to learn about this very feature of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu and enlighten our hearts with his love, with his eminence more, and also ponder upon our state, that what is our state when it comes to fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to abandoning sins, when it comes to perform pious deeds, so on and so forth. So firstly, let's talk about Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu and his recitation of Quran, how passionate he was when it came to reciting the Quran, and what state would overcome him when he would be reciting the Quran. Sayyiduna Hasan radiyallahu anhu narrates that once Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar Farooq-e-Azam radiyallahu anhu recited these verses of the Quran, which are verse 7 to 8 of Surah Tur, which are Inna Azaba Rabbika Lawaqi' Ma Lahu Min Dafir. Translation is that the punishment of your Lord will certainly come to pass, none can avert it. So he states that when Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, he reached these verses, he recited these verses of the Quran, then the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dominated him in such a way that a state of emotion and awe overtook him, such that he lost his breath and he remained in this state for a few days. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran regarding punishment and also mentioning that no one can avert it. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu recites this verse, and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dominates him. Such a state dominates him where he starts losing his breath, and this state remains over him for a few days. This was Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, that when he's reciting the Quran, he's not only reciting it, but he's also understanding it. And he's also absorbing the meanings of the Quran, what he's reciting. He's reflecting upon it and leaving a lesson for us that what should be our state as well when it comes to reciting the Quran. Imam Baihaqi rahimahullah mentions this narration that there were two dark lines on the blessed face of the second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, due to excessive shedding of tears, due to frequently crying. Allahu Akbar. Two dark lines of tears, they were formed on the blessed face of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu due to shedding tears. And what were those tears for? Was it for the wealth of this world? No, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It was out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the eminence of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. This is how much fear of Allah Almighty he possessed. Sayyidina Hassan rahimahullah, he mentions that often this would be the state with Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, that often when he would be reading his wazaif, his litanies, then whilst reading it, he would cry so much that he would fall on the ground. And then he wouldn't come out of his house for a few days, to the extent that people would start coming to inquire after him. As normally, dear viewers of the channel, we know that when someone's unwell, when someone is ill, then they're sort of in their house for a few days. And someone who's commonly seen outside, when people don't get to see him for a few days, then they become a bit anxious about him. And they realize that there must be something wrong with him, in his health or in his family's, etc. So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who's Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of believers, Allahu Akbar, when he would be reciting his wazaif, his litanies, then often it was seen that he would cry whilst reciting them, to the extent that he would fall on the ground. And the state would remain over him for a few days. He wouldn't come out of his house, to the extent that people would start coming to inquire after him. Sayyiduna Ja'far bin Sulaiman rahimahullah reports that once the second Caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, passed by the place of worship of non-Muslims, and he called the leader of theirs. Now when that leader came out, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he looked at him and started to weep bitterly. Seeing him, he started to shed tears bitterly. Now it was asked that, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, O the leader of believers, what has made you cry? What has made you shed tears? And who is this person? To which he radiallahu anhu, he said that I recalled this very saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, which made me cry. And what was that saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There were verses 3 to 5 of Surah Ghashiyah, where it is stated, عَامِلَةٌ نَاسِبَةٌ تَسْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةٌ تُسْقَى مِنْ عَيْنٍ آنِيَةٌ. Translation is that laboring, weary, they will enter a raging fire, they will be made to drink from a boiling spring. So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when that leader of non-believers came out, seeing him, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu started to weep bitterly. And the reason that he mentioned for it was this very saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verses 3 to 5 of Surah Ghashiyah, where Allah Almighty is warning us that laboring weary, they'll enter a raging fire, they'll be made to drink from a boiling spring. And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, recalling these verses, he starts shedding tears. This was the fear of Allah Almighty that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu possessed. Now, when we look at the seerah of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, we would see that his entire life revolved around the concept of having fear of Allah Almighty embedded into his nature. And not only that, he radiallahu anhu would also instruct others to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At many times it was seen that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, out of humility and out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would even mention such phrases for himself where it would be stated that only if I was not a human. Like Sayyidina Dhahaq radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu would say that only if I was a sheep that my household had kept and they had fed me good to the extent that I had become very, very healthy, then their close friends, they would become their guests and I was slaughtered. Then my meat was grilled and my meat was broken into small pieces and consumed, and then I was taken out through excrement. Only if I was not human. And this statement of Faruq-e Azam radiallahu anhu, indeed, dear viewers of Madani Channel, reflects the peak, the pinnacle of Allah's fear that he radiallahu anhu possessed. Being a human being, there are many, many tests that we have to go through in this world and in the hereafter. The matters of the grave, the accountability of the Day of Judgment, the decision of going to paradise or hell, crossing the bridge of Sirat, and so many other things. Being a human being, we have to face all these stages. Faruq-e Azam radiallahu anhu, this very statement of his reflects the level of fear that he radiallahu anhu possessed, along with the humility that he had. At another occasion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu narrates that I saw Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiallahu anhu picking up a clod of soil from the earth, and he said that only if Umar was this very clod, only if I was not born, only if my mother had not given me birth, only if I was not anything, only if I was something that was forgotten. Allahu Akbar. Who is Umar bin Khattab? Allahu Akbar. He is the second caliph of believers. He is someone who is the best amongst the creation after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. Who is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh? Afdalul Bashir ba'd al-Anbiya. The most superior amongst the creation after the prophets. And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh is the most superior after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. And look at his humility and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of which he is mentioning these statements. Allahu Akbar. Only if my mother had not given me birth. Only if I was something that was forgotten. I wasn't known. Allahu Akbar. This is the level of fear of Allah Almighty that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu possessed. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, another element that we need to be very, very mindful of is that there needs to be a balance between fearing Allah Almighty and having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also very, very important for us to understand. And we need to understand the balance between both these approaches. It shouldn't be a case that out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person reaches such a stage where he loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any kind of forgiveness for himself. And then on the other side of the scale, it shouldn't be a case where a person becomes so hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he completely stops fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and starts committing sins day in, day out of the hope of receiving the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a balanced approach between both these elements is very, very important for us to carry out. And this was taught to us by our master, by the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh. And this very statement of his, this personifies, this shows us that how he radiallahu anh kept a balanced approach between both these ends of scales, and how he taught us that we should also carry out the same approach. He says that if a caller calls out from the heavens that everyone on the face of the earth will be forgiven except one person, he says that out of the fear of Allah Almighty, due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would think, I would presume that that very one person who will not be forgiven, it perhaps would be me, out of the fear of Allah Almighty, due to the fear of Allah Almighty. And then he says that if this call is made from the heavens, that everyone on the face of the earth will be entered into hell except one person. Then he says that out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would hope that that very person who will attain salvation, who will not be entered into hell, that only one person will be me. Subhanallah. Look at the parameters that Sir Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu has set over here, and the balanced approach that we should keep between both ends of the scale, between the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That being hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not lead us to such a stage where we become completely fearless and start committing sins out of the hope of receiving the mercy of Allah Almighty. And on the other hand, we should not get to such a stage out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where we completely lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something very, very important for us to understand and learn and practice, that we need to be moderate in having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Sayyidina Farooq-i-Azam radiyallahu anhu beautifully showed us in this very statement of his. Now, dear viewers of Madri channel, when we talk about Farooq-i-Azam radiyallahu anhu and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he possessed, subhanallah, there's another dimension through which we can see how much fear of Allah one possesses, especially from the perspective of when a person asks other people to advise him, especially regarding the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that very person is superior to others, when he says the same thing to other people, this reflects his eminence and status even more in terms of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whatever he's asking him to advise for. Someone being superior in rank, he's asking someone lower in rank to advise him regarding a certain thing. What a great personality that would be. And this indeed was our master, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who despite being the leader of the believers, who despite being the most superior after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, still asked Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu anhu that, "Oh Ka'b radiallahu anhu, mention me something of fear, a fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So the leader of the believers, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he's asking Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu anhu to advise him, tell him, mention him something of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Look at the eminence of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. But now, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu anhu, he said in the court of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu that, "O Umirul Mu'mineen." Now he starts advising him, starts telling him regarding certain narrations of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he mentions him the circumstances, the state of the Day of Judgment, how it would be. So he says that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, on the Day of Judgment, even if you bring actions, good deeds equal to 70 prophets, if you bring good deeds equal to 70 prophets alayhi salam on the Day of Judgment, but looking at the states and affairs of the Judgment Day, you will still not consider them to be enough. Those deeds that would be equal to the deeds of 70 prophets. If you bring such amount of deeds on the Day of Judgment, but then when you look at the state of the Day of Judgment, you will feel that those amount of deeds are not enough." Upon this, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu lowered his head, and after a little while, when he recovered from this very state of his, he said, "Oh Ka'b radiallahu anhu, mention more." To which Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu anhu, he continued that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, if hell is opened to the point of the nostril of the bull in the east, then person living in the west, his brain will boil due to the heat of hell." Allahu Akbar. Upon this, once again, Sayyiduna Farooq-i-Azam radiallahu anhu, he lowered his head. And after a while, when he recovered, he said, "O Ka'b, mention more." To which Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu anhu, he said that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, on the Day of Judgment, the hell would blaze in such a way that there wouldn't be any Muqarrab angel or Nabi Mursal who wouldn't fall on his knees and say, 'Rabbi Nafsi,' Nafsi meaning that, 'O Allah, today I don't ask from you for anything else except for my forgiveness.'" Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu anhu, he further mentioned that when the day of judgment would arrive, then Allah Almighty would gather all those who came before and all those who will come afterwards. Allah Almighty will gather all of them, the former and the latter, all of them upon a mound. And then the angels, they would descend and they would form rows. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would command, O Jibreel alayhi salam, bring hell. Now, Jibreel alayhi salam would bring hell in such a way that it would be pulled with 70,000 reins, 70,000 chains. And when hell would be at a distance of 100 years from the creation, then such intense, severe blaze would be caused in it, because of which the hearts of the creation would tremble with fear. They would be dominated with fear. And then when the blaze would intensify again in it, then every Muqarrab angel and Nabi Mursal would fall on their knees. And when the blaze would intensify once again for the third time, then the hearts of people would come to their throats and their intellects would be perplexed. They would become anxious to the extent that even Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would humbly proclaim in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of being your Khalil, today I question only regarding me from you. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam would humbly say that, O Allah Almighty, for the sake of my munajat, for the sake of my beseeching, I only ask you for me. I only question you only for myself. Sayyidina Isa ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam would humbly say in the court of Allah Almighty that, O Allah Almighty, for the sake of the honor that you gave me today, I question you, today I ask you only for myself. I do not ask you even for the Maryam radiyallahu anha who gave me birth. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this would be the day of judgment. This is how fearful Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu was regarding the day of judgment. And he radiyallahu anhu possessed such level of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he would even ask others to advise him regarding it, to mention him narrations regarding it. And Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu anhu, who was under him, who was below him in rank, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu was superior to him. But yet, he radiyallahu anhu asked Ka'b al-Ahbar radiyallahu anhu to mention statements of fear of Allah Almighty to him. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he would lower his head out of fear of Allah Almighty after listening to these statements. We can imagine the level of fear of Allah Almighty that our master, the second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he possessed. And then not only that, his entire personality was filled with the fear of Allah Almighty, with humility, with humbleness. Because fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which serves as a foundational ground, as mentioned earlier, for a person to adopt other features as well. When it comes to humility, when it comes to sincerity, when it comes to other features, other qualities, then without having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very difficult or next to impossible for a person to adopt other qualities. So Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, he possessed the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent, which also led to developing other attributes as well in his seerah. So his entire life revolved around the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, his level of fear for Allah Almighty was at such a level where it leaves great lessons for us as to how should we also fear Allah Almighty. And what we spoke about earlier, that it should be a balance between the mercy of Allah Almighty and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very, very important for us. At another point, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu stated that if an announcement is made on the day of judgment that everyone on the face of the earth is forgiven except one person, then he radiyallahu anhu says, then I will think that that very person is me because of the fear of Allah Almighty, due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. This is the fear of Allah Almighty that Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, he possessed. Now, the reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahl-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, After mentioning this very saying of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, where he says that if it is mentioned on the announced on the Day of Judgment that everyone of the face of the earth is forgiven except one person, then I'll think that that person is me out of the fear of Allah Almighty. So after mentioning this very statement of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, the reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah, he mentions that this was of course the sheer of Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. But for every Muslim, we should at least have this much of a mindset that at the time of being healthy, whilst we are living, then we should live under the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the time of passing, we should have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should spend our life whilst fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the time of our death, we should have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that we should have a balanced approach between the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it is mentioned in a hadith that every jerk of death is severer than 1,000 strikes of a sword. This is how severe death is. And a deceased person, the angels, they hold him. Otherwise, who knows where he would end up being due to pain. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, that is very, very critical point for us. The time of death, the time of passing. It is very, very important for us to live our life on the principles, on the footsteps, the examples that are left for us by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, to adopt the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have a balanced approach between the fear of Allah Almighty and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live our life following this very principle, and inshaAllah azawajal, having a hope on the mercy of Allah Almighty at the time of our death, that inshaAllah azawajal, we will pass with Iman, inshaAllah azawajal. Without having this approach, we can't attain salvation. So may Allah Almighty, for the sake of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, enable us to develop his fear in our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all without accountability and include us amongst those fortunate people who will attain salvation in this world as well as in the hereafter for the sake of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.